This is episode 1054. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I want to share with you that I'm excited for today's episode because I'm going to share with you a technique using a Qigong breathing method. And you are going to explore how to use your breath, the proper way to use your breath, whether you're walking or whether you're seated meditating. You'll discover why your breath is so important in the ancient art of Qigong. And this is part 3 of our 7-part series on ancient techniques for your modern life. So this entire week, you'll explore a different ancient technique that you can do as you meditate or go about your day. And these are techniques I've selected that you can do pretty easily and incorporate them into your modern day. Now, a lot of techniques out there are fascinating and really exciting to do, but many of them can be a little bit elaborate, and I wanted to share some techniques with you that you could actually imagine yourself doing. In fact, you could easily do it right now. So let me share a little bit about the ancient art of Qigong with you before I guide you through this technique. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation every single day on the podcast, and every meditation is customized around a weekly theme that we explore in depth. So as I mentioned, this week it's all about ancient arts. Qigong is a traditional Chinese art. It's a holistic system where you use different movements that have to do with your breathing and meditation that has to do with your health as well as your spirituality, and it's even a martial arts training. So this is a very powerful system, and it's part of Chinese medicine. In fact, Qigong is often an integral part of any kind of prescription for diseases, cancers, and anytime you're ill in China. So this is a philosophy that helps you to become aware, and it awakens your true nature. So this is what you do every time you sit down to meditate. You become aware and you become more in touch with your true inner nature as you sit in stillness and let go of your distractions and overwhelm and stress, and you simply focus on your breath and notice how you're feeling and notice how you're reacting to stress triggers and monitor yourself and simply allow yourself to be and evolve to a state of peace. Well, Qigong is like that, but it helps you along as you do it. So you do often slow flowing movements and a deep rhythmic type of breath as well as a meditative state. So I'm going to share with you now a Qigong breathing technique that I encourage you to take into your meditation and into your day. So as you sit up straight, or maybe you're standing as you do this, or you might be lying down getting ready to go to sleep, it's all good. If you can keep your spine straight, that is always the best as you get ready to do any kind of technique or meditate. Now, what you're going to do is become aware of how you're breathing. And if you do yoga, you'll be familiar with a deep belly breath, with some of the pranayama exercises that are done in yoga. Well, for this Qigong breath, they use a very similar deep belly type of breath. And with this deep breath, there's also the mindset piece. And I also want to mention to you one other very important aspect of Qigong, and that is that there is the active part of Qigong where, just like we meditate every time together, especially if you do my full guided meditations, we start off with a more active state where you're still settling down from whatever you were doing during your busy day before you sat down to meditate. And then you allow yourself to transition to a state of stillness where you can meditate. You release the technique and then you simply be. The techniques are not the meditation. The techniques just get you to that point where you go into your own inner stillness and you simply be. You're not doing the technique at that point. You're going into this stillness. You're not really thinking of anything at all. You're tapping into your own true nature. And this is meditation. So this is what Qigong is all about as well. It's doing some kind of rhythmic flowing movement or some kind of deep rhythmic breathing and focusing your mind, engaging your mind, incredibly dynamic. And then you break off and you simply be. You allow yourself to be in that state that you worked so hard to cultivate. So this is actually the way that I like to share meditation, where we do a technique and then you go off into your own inner stillness. It is sometimes possible where you sit down to meditate and you're there, you're ready, you're there, and then you don't need to do a technique. You simply be. But most of the time, even for long-time meditators, you need something to help gradually transition you to that stillness, to that state where you can experience stillness. It can take practice. It does take practice to experience what it feels like to be still. And you can still enjoy the technique and the peace and calm you get from doing the techniques. But the meditation part is a truly beautiful experience of stillness. So keep that in mind as you do this Qigong breathing technique. So as you're seated straight, straight spine, focus on your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Just become aware of your breath, taking slow, deep breaths through your nose and noticing that pause between the inhale and exhale. Just noticing, just becoming aware for a few breaths. And then as you exhale through your nose again, you're going to feel your abdomen sink back down almost to where you suck your abdomen into your spine. This massages your organs. And if you can visualize your abdomen sinking into your spine, this is going to activate this area even more. So just do another breath like this, inhaling slowly, deeply through your nose, feeling your chest and your abdomen move outward as though you're filling your lungs completely with air, all the way down into your diaphragm, allowing yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. You could place your hand on your stomach to feel this movement as you inhale through your nose. and your eyes are gently uplifted as they're closed. And then as you exhale, exhale fully, letting go of the full breath and feeling your abdomen sink back downward as you exhale, to the point where as you let out that last breath, that last remaining oxygen, you're sucking in your stomach, and this is massaging your organs. You feel your chest feel as though it's sinking down as well. Very nice. Now, do this breath, inhaling to six and exhaling to six, or choose a number you feel comfortable with. You could work your way up to the count of 12. And so you're going to inhale for the count of six. If that's too much, just do it to the count of four. If at any time you start to feel weak or lightheaded, simply resume your natural breath. So you're inhaling through your nose, feeling your abdomen move outward as you fill your lungs completely with air, and you feel as though the air is extending all the way down into your abdomen. Doing it to the count of six or four, whatever feels comfortable for you. And then just notice that pause between the inhale and exhale. And then exhale fully, releasing your full breath. Maybe do this to the count of six also. Exhaling to the count of six. And right when you get to that last breath, sucking it your stomach almost as though it's touching your spine, massaging your organs in this way. And then do this breath three more times. Take this into your meditation. And in Qigong, they recommend for health maintenance to do this breath 6 to 10 times, 2 to 3 sessions per day. And for health enhancement, do this 6 to 10 repetitions for 4 to 6 sessions a day. And if you're doing disease intervention, start slowly, but work on building up over time, over several weeks, to the count of 15 to 20 repetitions in 10 to 15 sessions per day for disease intervention. So as you do this as a beginner, just do 2 or 3 rounds and just do it once or twice a day, as always, keeping it fun. And that's what I always say to you. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And if you'd like to be guided in a full meditation, I offer those on my website, sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M. You might say om as you meditate. And that is where I have a membership site of daily, brand new releases, half-hour meditations, where you can start doing the meditation and stop at the 15-minute mark or the half-hour mark. And you also get access to over 1,000 meditations. And along with those meditations, it's not just randomly sitting down meditating. You get to take it at whatever level you want. So if you want a journal where you take a look at a daily reflection question that's customized around each theme, that really takes you deep into the theme. Or you could print the journal out and keep a journal. That is the best. You also get a slowdown guide with all the techniques organized for you, so you don't have to remember what these techniques are. You have it nicely organized for you. And you get a private Facebook group of meditators just like you. And you can find that again at sipandom.com. So go now and do this technique, your Qigong breathing technique. And as a beginner, start off doing it again, just 2 to 3 rounds of this breath, inhaling to the count of 6, exhaling to the count of 6, noticing your breath. You could do this to whatever count you want. Just start slow and work your way up to a higher number. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.